at the quarterback position, like I said last week, we were scheduled for Russ to work in totality. He did that. Over the course of the week, I got comfortable with his ability to display his health. Now it's about, you know, knocking the rust off. He did some of that last week. He is in consideration this week. We'll see where that leads us, man. Both guys at the quarterback position are scheduled to work tomorrow, and we'll just walk it day by day, all geared toward putting ourselves in best position to win the football game.
All right, Mike Tomlin still not naming a starting quarterback, but the people in the know at NFL Network say they have the answer, and it's Russell Wilson. Tom Pelissero, a few minutes before Tomlin took to the microphone, said Russell Wilson is in line to start. JFC is what I say back to that. I have to censor myself because I started yesterday's show by saying we're talking about this, even though I don't think it should be a talking point. Well, the coach evidently thinks that you can bench a quarterback after a 3-touchdown win when the offense scores 32 points because he made a deal with Russell Wilson long ago and wants to see what Russell Wilson can do in this offense. He also said stats were for losers today, Chris.
They're comfort food when you take the L.
Yeah, and then he went on to...
Are timeouts also for losers?
He also went on to use statistics to make some of his points, which I thought were pretty funny. Like Aaron Rodgers having, I think he said, the most touchdowns in NFL history.
What if somebody had just yelled out, loser?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going on vibes here, I think. I also thought he kind
what
of...
vibes?
Like, Russell Wilson, he has the...
It factor?
You know, the veteran it factor.
The
he's been there,
savvy.
Done that. You know, I saw one of my buddies texted me and just said, well, they probably think Fields is just limited right now as a passer and Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl champion. And I quickly said, and this person agreed, was a Super Bowl champion. Like, so Mike said it, veterans, some guys with long resumes, you feel good about ramping them up quickly and throwing them in there. Russ hasn't been the player Mike is sort of talking him about him being for years. He was good last year numerically, like speaking. He was... touchdowns and interceptions, you'd say I'd sign up for that, especially in this town, but he's not the same version of himself. And here's my biggest problem with it. I was probably like somebody that was influenced by how bad I thought Fields looked in that game at times against the Raiders, how many missed throws there were. And I said I wouldn't take him out for this game, but I could at least understand somebody trying to make the case that they should. We know of one thing based on almost everybody who watches football, like their opinions, that Russ probably does better. He's a more accurate passer in the long run. He's probably throwing a better, prettier deep ball. He puts more air under it. He's long thrown a beautiful deep ball, even better than Fields typically throws. What else does he do better? He doesn't run better. Tomlin was comically blunt when asked about that straight away. Like, almost answered it like I'm making fun of Russ for how slow he is. Okay, so he's not a better runner. He isn't a quicker processor in terms of what matters, which is time to throw. He holds on to the ball functionally just as long as Fields does, if not longer at times. He doesn't really use the middle of the field, which to Fields' credit, he has done a lot more of since from the start of the season till now. He certainly doesn't make plays with his legs. The designed runs are gone. The dangerous scrambles that Fields absolutely hurt teams with, including the Raiders, they're gone too. You are hanging your hat, if you are Mike Tomlin, with this move. You are hanging your hat on him being a way better passer and your passing game making a quantum leap forward with Russell Wilson because of the other things that you are sacrificing. That's the bottom line here. Here's the problem. Who are the guys he's throwing to? There are charts out there that through 4 weeks, nobody was basically more accurate while throwing to more closely covered receivers than Justin Fields. Almost every one of these advanced stats about Justin Fields paints a favorable picture for him. More favorable than I've even been with these last two games kind of sticking in my memory. Almost every single person that does this, that analyzes football at a high level, watches the tape, checks the stats. You said EPA is a big one for people who bet large sums of money now. Expected points added. Most of those people think that this is a crazy decision by Mike Tomlin.
No, it's not just them. It's former quarterbacks. It's guys that watch tape for a living. Dan Orlovsky said that yesterday on TV. I'm guessing when he gets on ESPN again tomorrow, he's going to say the same thing. We've got Roethlisberger clips. We've got people that are in the video community more than anybody else. Tomlin said that Wilson needs to knock the rust off. So you are admitting that somebody is going to go in at less than 100% of what they normally are because they haven't played in so long. This is not the right time to make that sacrifice. You are admitting that someone is going to need time to get to where they, where you want them later in the year. And you want a game against the Jets to be the experimental game for that? If you were in a, if you were the Bengals record-wise right now, or you were the Browns at 1-5, and you really had your backs against the wall and nowhere to go but up, I would understand that. You're 4-2 with the best point differential in the NFL. If this blows up
in the AFC,
in the AFC, thank you for that clarification, because the whole NFC North.
I think the Lions literally had a 38-point differential this week.
Okay, but my point is, if this blows up in your face and you lose a game to the Jets and you maybe start Russell Wilson next week and he loses that game too, and then you have to go back to Fields after the bye, I mean, this could honestly end up being the difference between you winning the division and losing the division, making the playoffs and missing the playoffs. And I just don't think the offense has been bad enough, and I don't think that Justin Fields has struggled enough to make this decision now. Everything you said about the Russell Wilson quarterback personality, what are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? What does this guy bring to the table? The numbers are undeniable. He holds onto the ball for a very long time. Now you're subtracting your most consistent offensive lineman, Frazier, for this game, replacing him with a guy that is about to make his first NFL start at center, who's never, his undrafted guy, never started a game. You think that's the best time to get Russell Wilson in there? Oh, well, Justin Fields fumbles the ball too much. Go look at Russell Wilson's fumble stats. Go look at his sack stats. Go look at the middle of the field. He's not unlocking anything in the middle of the field. I have the stats for losers numbers on that. He threw the ball to the middle of the field 11% of the time last year. That was the lowest number in the NFL. And you're taking him out for the guy that's fourth in QB rushing yards. Well, maybe you think a quarterback should be more of a thrower than a runner. I agree. But still, Fields has more rushing yards at this point in the season than Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen. It is an X factor. That was the one thing Tomlin told the truth about today. So I don't, the only reason this makes sense is because Mike knows he is a quarterback who he had a handshake deal with, and yes, he's won a Super Bowl, and maybe there is something there with Russell Wilson to unlock. I'm not completely ruling that out. I just don't get the timing of it. Timing is everything in life. Why now? Why this game? When your offensive line is in shambles and you just won by 19 points.
Would he be doing this if his defense hadn't given up the game-winning touchdown drive to the Cowboys and they were 5-1 coming off of two straight wins in a loss where his defense got carved up by Joe Flacco? Name for me, I said Fields played horribly the first half against Dallas. By the way, Russell Wilson last year, average time to throw 3.06 seconds. Fields was the highest at 3.23.
He's cut it down to
Fields
three.
Has cut it down to lower than what Wilson was last year, this year
yeah,
so
he
far.
He also gets out of there and runs
I'm
much
aware.
Better.
I'm aware. So am I to believe that if this team was 5-1 or 6-0, and the only real reason that they're not is their defense, which gave up a ton of points against Indy, which gave up a late lead against Dallas, that if they were 5-1 or 6-0, this would still be happening?
No, of course not.
So then the real reason, hold on, then to be very clear here, the real reason he's putting Wilson in,
I think he feels like he owes it to him.
It's either that, or because his defense wasn't good enough to win two games that probably they should have.
Just go through this battery of questions on this situation. Do the Jets consistently get pressure on quarterbacks? Yes, they do. They are third in the league in sacks, and I think they're fifth in pressure rate or something like that. I mean, they are. Tomlin wasn't bloviating and lying about that either. They do. That's one of the things they've done this year with a losing record. They get to the quarterback. Okay?
Very disruptive guy up the middle, too.
Do you have a good pass-blocking offensive line? No. Do you have a quarterback that, with a calf injury, can elude a pass rush? No. Does he get the ball out fast to avoid getting hit by those pass rushers? No, 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 no. Schematically in X's and O's, this is a terrible game to throw a guy
into.
Wait,
his calf isn't compromised, though. Did he not say Russ is 100%? He was asked point blank if he's 100% healthy.
But then he made it sound like there's a gulf between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields
because
as a runner.
Because there is. That's like a rare moment of honesty there. There is. Fields is, at worst, the second-best running quarterback in the league, and sometimes when he gets out in the true open field, he's the best. He's a tank running downhill. Russ is not that, anymore.
412-928-9370. NFL Insider says Russell Wilson in line to start versus Jets. Tomlin did nothing to dispel that notion today. What do you make of this decision? 412-928-9370. Your calls are next. First, a headline.
You know, we're going to determine that as we get closer to tomorrow. We got some more strategic meetings today. I'll acknowledge that Russ proved his health last week, man, and we're looking hard at it this week. It is up for consideration.
Tomlin says up for consideration. NFL Network says it will be Russell Wilson. Not something that's still being thought about. They are going to go to the veteran quarterback against the Jets, and they'll face 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who has Davante Adams now to play with. And reportedly now the Bills have Amari Cooper to play with. We will react to that all show. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider, 412-928-9370. We teased your calls, so let's get to them, starting with Dave. He's on the fan. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for your passion on this topic. To me, it's just another sign of a totally lost franchise. Number one, you're taking out a precious offensive weapon when you have so few. Number two, do you really expect Russ to elevate this motley receiving crew? And number three, you're destroying the emerging confidence of Justin Fields and the chemistry he's developed with the team. Another sign of the omnipotence of Tomlin coming back to bite this team. They're getting harder and harder to root for.
Somebody on the text line said they think that this is a Pitt situation where the offensive coaches made this call and not Tomlin. BS to that. There's no way that Arthur Smith would go into Tomlin's office and say, my vote is for
give me the slower quarterback who holds the ball just as long. Maybe they're going to make Justin Fields wide receiver too. Shore up all their problems that way.
Tomlin was asked about both guys playing and didn't rule it out. Here's Keith next in Wheeling. Hello, Keith.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What if Mike Tomlin, he's like at a win-win, so he's tired of hearing all the controversy about quarterbacks. He puts Russell Wilson in. Russell Wilson lights it up. Now he's a genius for changing quarterbacks. Now if he does terrible, he go back to Fields, and now we know Fields is our guy, and he don't have to hear anything about quarterback controversy.
So Russell Wilson's only got a one-game leash. But then you're going to sacrifice a game. I know the Jets right now are only 2-4. They just traded for one of the best wide receivers in the NFL.
They should have won last night if their field goal kicker could make kicks.
They could easily be a team that you are in the mix with for the wild card at the end of the year. And you're willing to throw this game up as a toss-up because of that? Come on,
that's
Keith.
That's what I'm thinking. He's sacrificing the game.
Yeah, I don't believe that's true, and if it is, then he is a bigger idiot than I thought.
And wait, Russell Wilson would tolerate having one bad game and then being put back to the bench? He'd say, I'm Russell Wilson, for God's sake.
He'd say, Coach, you said of me this week that I still had rust to shake off, so that game was my rusty game, that was my mulligan game, and you're going to bench me indefinitely for that? Brandon is next in North Carolina. Hello, Brandon. We're everywhere. He's listening on the Odyssey app. Hello, Brandon.
Yes, sir, I am. Hey, total mistake to go to Wilson. That very first caller had a lot to say about it, but I agree, man. If you take Fields out, it's taken away a lot of his confidence. And then this is a total Tomlin move. It has nothing to do with anyone else. This is a total Tomlin move. This is what he wanted.
Thank you. Where do you come down on the confidence thing?
Like that scenario,
two people have already brought it up that they think it like devastates Fields.
I don't think it devastates Fields. I really don't, because if his confidence wasn't shattered by what a mess things usually were in Chicago, it's not going to be shattered by this. The only way I could see this even being a net positive is if Wilson does play so bad that Tomlin like gets slapped into his senses by it after one game, immediately goes back to Fields and says, "You are the guy. Russ is either not going to be here or Russ is going to be the backup quarterback for the rest of the season." He deals with the Russ fallout there. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Justin Fields is going to be so shaken by this that it permanently damages him. How about this, though? He goes 4-2. He gets sent to the bench. Russ plays okay. They go like 9-8. If you're Justin Fields, why wouldn't you want to look elsewhere in the offseason? Hey, I went 4-2. We really didn't lose either of the two games because of me. I gave you a fourth quarter lead in the second of those two losses, and you frittered it away. Why would I want to stay here and play for you?
To flip that, why would the Steelers bring him back as the starting quarterback if they benched him at 4-2 and never gave him another shot in the season? Then that would tell me they don't view him as an NFL starting
Mason Rudolph went 3-0 and saved their bacon last year, and there was absolutely zero attempt made, my understanding, to bring him back on any kind of deal.
Tony is in Kennedy Township. Hello, Tony. Do you live near Malzie?
I live right next door to him, and he put his dog poop in my yard.
Malzie!
Didn't you try to dump your dog poop in my garbage can one time, Malzie?
No, Pony did that in his neighborhood.
No, I did that in my neighborhood, Tony, and in my defense, it was the day that the garbage was going out, so, I mean...
I remember.
It was at the curb.
It's hard to tell you guys apart most of the time. Let me start by saying...
Slander, Tony! Slander! That's what you're doing!
It's going to get worse, boys. Let me start out by saying that I said this about 10 years ago. The Steelers will never win another Super Bowl while Tomlin is their coach. That being said, when you guys are done complaining about a professional decision that was made by a professional and that's contrary to what you think the team should be doing, is there going to be any positive talk from you about this, or is it more, you know, like 3.5 more hours of histrionics and hyperbole? Just curious to know if I should change the stage.
Well, you dropped a bag of dog poop on this show, Tony. What the hell's going on with you?
Tony, here's your chance to share the positive stuff.
Yeah, give us some positivity.
Go ahead, man.
I'm excited to see what Russell Wilson has to offer for the team.
Do you think it'll be better than what Justin Fields offered to the team?
I have no idea. That's why they play the games. What my opinion is of it doesn't matter at all.
Well, then why don't we just read stats for 3.5 hours and give no opinion?
Because stats are for losers.
Bingo. Thank you, Tony. That was a good line. Here's Rob in Mount Pleasant. Hello, Rob.
Yep, I think this is just another classic Mike Tomlin move. I mean, at the end of the day, we're not a quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl this year. So why would we not find out what the 25-year-old has instead of the 35-year-old?
Especially when the 25-year-old hasn't failed. I mean, if he fell on his face in these six games and it was just like dying out, this team was screaming for competent quarterback play, I would agree with you. But he's done enough where I am still curious and intrigued by what he brings to the table as a quarterback, Rob.
And moving forward, you know, we can pay him a Jordan Love type deal where, you know, he got that 1-year deal with $13 million guaranteed. And then if he plays well, then you extend him. You're not financially married to him after the next season and a half, you know?
I also think that he has done what he's done, good and bad, and I think he's coming off in many ways his worst game. In the context of a team that has used, Rob, 7 different O-line combinations, I think it'll be, Tomlin said, it will be, I think, 7 different starting combos or close to it. A team that has Van Jefferson as wide receiver 2, a team that has George Pickens still not getting himself going, a team that really hasn't run the ball very efficiently. I'm not saying Justin Fields is blameless or that Justin Fields can't be better. He can. He's not existing in like a super favorable quarterback ecosystem right now. He's not playing, name a system, he's not playing in Kyle Shanahan's system. He's not playing in McVay's system.
NFL Network reporting that Russell Wilson will start against the Jets. What's your reaction to that? 412-928-9370, plus the PM team's Tomlinism of the week. We had a bunch to choose from today. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Here's Charlie's headline.
Williams inside is a climate control guy. He's good versus the run. He's good versus the pass. Oftentimes, you got to put 4 hands on him in an effort to minimize his efforts.
All right, Tomlin did bring his Tomlinism A game today. That was his first one. Quinnen Williams, the Jets defensive tackle, called him a climate control guy. So that is a nomination for PM team Tomlinism of the week.
Isn't he just calling him an HVAC repairman?
Charlie, what the hell does that mean?
HVAC?
No, if I describe a football player as a climate control guy.
Somebody who is very adaptable to what you want him to do?
I have no idea. I think I got it. I think he's a guy who controls the tenor of the game with how he limits your ability to run the ball and gets pressure in the passing game. By the way, whenever I won my little contest to get my very first job, Pony, they had a trivia thing to loosen everyone up because it was live at a bar, the semifinal round.
Congratulations on all your success.
So they had this trivia thing where you just get up, and it was to literally get people comfortable speaking into a microphone in front of people, and it was just sports trivia, and they kept eliminating people. You got one wrong, you were out till it was one person left standing. One of the questions I had that I got wrong at a point where you could actually get one wrong and stay, and it was, what do the letters HVAC stand for? Do you know?
The last two, I think, are air conditioning.
Correct. I got 3 out of 4 letters right. It's heating, blank, air conditioning.
Vacuum?
I put valve.
What is it?
Ventilation.
Nah, who gives an F?
Oh, that was just a little Mulsey throwback. I can't believe that dude called in.
For losers. It's comfort food when you take an L.
I can't believe that guy called in and accused me of dropping dog poop in someone else's yard.
No, yeah, he did say in someone else's yard, but I did do it in someone's garbage.
No, I know. That the stats are for losers thing.
Do we want to submit that as one? Do you like that?
No.
Stats are for losers?
The comfort food when you've taken an L is kind of funny. I think we are missing one huge block of block-related Tomlinism content.
The punt block to start the second half by Moon really was significant. You know that we value the block game here culturally. To have another guy that has that on his resume, I don't think people understand how difficult it is to block kicks. You can have people that are unblocked and can't land the plane at the block point. And so to have another guy within our group that's displayed that ability to have that in his hip pocket, man, I just think it strengthens us as a block collective.
You've got a smorgasbord in there.
Collective. Can't land the plane at the block point. Strengthens us as a block collective.
Yeah.
Who was he? The owner of the Post-Gazette?
We also have him talking about the Jets' new offensive coordinator.
That is a challenge for us, just to try to anticipate Todd Downing's perspective on the talent at his disposal, his isms, how he plays moments.
His isms. What do you think that means, Charlie? His isms.
I'm still trying to learn Tomlinisms. I know Matt Cole had that whole list of different things.
His
I'm not going to memorize it.
I think his isms are his tendencies.
Okay, why can't we just say that?
Because isms is a lot more noteworthy. Poor Charlie's in their head spinning right now. He's been breaking news on this show already during an update.
Do I have any more here?
We've got a lot, though, dude.
All right, so which one do you want to go with?
I got to be honest. The one about landing the plane at the block point?
Put that down.
I mean,
landing the plane at the block point.
It's, what was it? Not a lot of people can land the plane at the block point.
Yep.
This was an all-time day in that regard.
His isms. I'm surprised he didn't throw an if you will in there.
Again.
He's been loving that this year.
Again, I cannot hear that without hearing Ken Carmen talking like Dusty Rhodes.
Quinnen Williams is a climate control guy.
You want to have a tie, the block point and the climate control? I think we need a tie.
Yeah,
we're 6 weeks in.
Climate control guy's good because I have no idea what it means. All right, 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin did not say it definitively, did not make it black and white, but he definitely made it sound like he's strongly considering Russell Wilson to start on Sunday, and NFL Network has already reported that that's what he's going to do. 412-928-9370 gives you a chance to chime in on that decision. Here is Ken on the Fan. Hello, Ken.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Sure.
Look, in this league, you got to be able to pass. You got to have a passing game. We've been extremely lucky because we have a stellar defense. All of the stats that were touted about Russell Wilson, Fields were worse last year. Now, Fields is growing. He's getting better. I'm happy with his progress. But frankly, some of the throws that he threw that game, I was looking for Paul Bunyan to be a receiver because they were just that high off the ground. Like, what is he doing? Who was he throwing?
So just to be sure I hear you right, Ken is saying, now is the time to put in old quarterback behind a terrible offensive line against one of the best pass rushes in the NFL.
Do you think Fields running is going to sustain us throughout the season and make the
playoffs? It has in the past.
I don't know about that.
But his ability to run has been sustainable throughout a season. The guy in his second year got MVP votes because he was running for over 1,000 yards.
Ken, I'm sorry. Are we trying to win the game in front of us Sunday, or are we worried about what's going to happen in February?
Well, here's the thing. Russell is not an immobile quarterback.
But even Mike Tomlin said today that he's nowhere close, Ken, to what Fields is.
He's the Fred Rogers statue outside the stadium.
Justin Fields. Justin Fields is Justin Fields. He's like just below Lamar, if not above him at instances. So his legs are going to be his safety.
Ken, let me ask you something about the passing game.
Passes for 150 yards.
Okay, guess how many? Ken, let me ask you something about that. You just said what I wanted you to go to, so you led me right into it. You said he passes for like 150 yards a game. I'll get the exact number right now. How much, though, do you think, on average, Russell Wilson was throwing for yards per game last year?
Last year, I would probably say about 2-something.
204. 20 yards more than Justin Fields is averaging so far through six games this year.
204? That sounds like a Kenny Pickett stat line.
No.
Hold on a second.
Talking,
hold on a second. What was Russell Wilson's completion percentage last year, Chris?
66.4, which is
identical to Fields this year. Okay, Ken. How about that one?
But look at Justin Fields. Look at the systems. We're talking comfort level. That's why Justin is doing so well, because he came into a Pittsburgh system where he's comfortable, happy.
Would you rather play for Sean Payton's offense or for Arthur Smith's offense on a Steelers team where they haven't really tried to play great offense? I think Payton's a better system guy than Arthur Smith.
We will continue to take your calls on this. There's a guy that's passionate about Russell Wilson getting put in now after the Steelers blew out the Raiders at 4-2, facing the Jets on Sunday in a big game. 412-928-9370. We also have the Davante Adams trade to react to. Amari Cooper has been traded to another AFC team. Where's he going, and what did that team give up? Should the Steelers have made that deal? All that coming up after we take a timeout here. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low of 37 degrees tonight. It's going to get cold. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's The Fan.